Shlomi, we were up to Parakid Aleph here. Halacha Gimel, Mamidim Bima Be'emta HaBayis. Remember, the bayis being the bayis that's Muchan LaTvila B'chol Eis HaTvila. Okay, Kedei Sheyale Aleha Korei Batora Omi Asher Omer La'am Divrei Kivushin Kedei Sheyishmu Kulam. Remember, as the Rambam highlights in Hilchos Tanios, that's an intrinsic part of the Yom HaTanis, that somebody should recite words of introspection and inspiration. We'll just read the next 2 lines just to complete the halacha. Then I want to make a point where I think that this is actually the Rambam L'shitaso in terms of a din d'oraisah. Shamidim ha-teva sheish ba sefer Torah, basically the portable aron, ma'amidin osa be'emtza ve'achorei ha-teva klapei ha-heichal, is facing the aron where the sefer Torah rests in a permanent basis. Ufaneha klapei ha'am, right? So that when you move the Sefer Torah in its encasing from the Heichal to the Bima, which is Be'emtza, which is an important concept in its own right, so that it continues to face the Am. There's a very important idea of Re'iyah that the Am should continue to see the text of the Torah, right? Something that we talk about in the context of Hagma, and maybe something that we'll return to as well. So the orientation should be precisely in that direction. Now, what's really fascinating about this is that this is the bayis hamuchan l'tefillah, and yet the Rambam in this halacha already is integrating the idea that the bima is not where you daven from, but the bima is associated less with tefillah and more with Talmud Torah. In what sense? Hakorei batorah. Now, kriyas haTorah on the one hand is recreation of Mamad Har Sinai, Maharam Rutenberg, but there's another element of public Talmud Torah as well. Hoy kol tzamei lechu l'mayim, v'yolchu shoshes mima midbar v'lo matzu mayim. And of course, misha omer la'am divrei kivushin. So yes, that's a specific kind of a Talmud Torah, if you will. It's meant to be hortatory or exhortational, and it's meant to inspire greater tefillah. But you see that the bima is effectively, Shlomi, the makom Torah within the bayis hamuchan l'tefillah. And of course, this harkens back to the Shitas HaRambam, Mitzvah Avodas Hashem Doraisa, encompassing on the Doraisa level both Avdehu B'Toraso, Avdehu B'Mikdasho, Kilomar Lalach Hashem L'Spalo, which then takes us, of course, back to last week's issue, is how much do you want to face the Mikdash, how much do you want to face the direction of the Aron itself. So in light of Halacha Gemel, I think the following, question really emerges, right? We have, again, the Rambam L'shitas, so integrating Talmud Torah and Tefillah. And remember the Sugyan Shabbos on Daf Yud, HaMeisir Oz No Mishmoa Torah, Gam Tefilaso Toeva. You really can't have Tefillah without Talmud Torah. So to get back to that issue for just a moment, in terms of facing the Mikdash as the archetypal based tefillah, ki basi based tefillah yikarei l'chol amim, or facing the Aron, it's a really fascinating thing if you want to think about it in those terms, right? To the extent that you want to face the Heichal, as the Rambam refers to it, as we would call it the Aron, you might say that your tefillah is aligned with the symbol of Talmud Torah in the shul, right? Because that's where the Sefer Torah is kept. The more that you align your directionality of tefillah with the Mikdash, the more that you're highlighting that this Mikdash Ma'ad is, of course, but an extension of Avdeo B'Mikdasho Kilomar Lalecha Sham L'Hispalel. So maybe one of the ways of evaluating preference in terms of which direction you're going to face, I already mentioned to you last week, the Minhag of the Rav, is to think about that when one is davening, to what extent is it, obviously if you could have your cake and eat it too, that's best, but to what extent is it most important to face the Mikdash per se, through the Adin, and since you're davening, right, you want to be aligned with the primordial Makom Tefillah, Ki Beis Tefillah, Beis Tefillah Yikarei L'Chol Amim, Ki Beis Tefillah Yikarei L'Chol Amim, or to what extent do you actually want to orient your Tefillah towards the center, the locus of Talmud Torah, which is, of course, the Heichal, which contains the Sefer Torah. So I think that's a new perspective to bring to bear on the question of directionality of Tefillah. But in any event, what is sure is that the bayis hamuchan l'tefillah, the Rambam is now introducing very much, has an element of Talmud Torah within it. The element of Talmud Torah is really represented by the bima, from which you're a korei batorah. Not you don't daven there, right? You're korei batorah, and a person who's going to say the divrei kivushim, which we know are particularly important on Yimei HaTanis, but not only then, this reflects the place for Talmud Torah within the bayis hamuchan l'tefillah, shitas HaRambam, mitzvah hey in the Sefer Mitzvos, Essen hey, of course, Avodas Hashem encompasses both on the Doraisa level. Okay.